Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? You're.
Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. See, I'm trying to keep it under control, keeping the flow. I had the hope, the luck, the hocus pocus, the magic touch, the everything in mo. The holy shit in my, the holy ghost, the glamour glitz, some shit and piss and gold, and focus like a motherfucking goat. The good, the great, the in between in mo. But love a few times, I don't want it no more, I'm bitter. Sweet. Last week, I made a treat, tall like a tree, told her to see me at 3. Now I got something to eat, after a few bad deeds, in a new backseat of a black tinted, chrome painted, blue white V. Part 2 when Alexis, she loved me, nah, I never tell you, but do one thing. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a 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 rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous.
Let's have a rendezvous. Trying to get you in the bed. Make like some butter and spread. We already spoke on the couch. Show me what's good with the mouth. Trying to take trips to the south. Need me a rider, you bounce. We super lit up for ounce. Lift up your blouse. You talking all of that shit. When I put it in, you gon' say ouch. Wow. Need me a super free. Hit me when you in need. Like daddy, I only got 30. I'm breaking this bathroom as empty as you I need. True indeed. I'm trying to beat it up. So do your friends work when seeing me. D-d-d-d. I be the nigga you call. Those others like energy. Pull out the camera from memory. Thick like some smoke from a chimney. Hitting high notes like she winning it. Deep like she fitting in kidney. That little mama just been a key. That little mama just been a key. You every meal on my menu. That breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner. She's all I can make it my centerpiece. When you below, hit me when it's three. Know I'm around when that's all you need.
Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a 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 rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous.
Boom, boom, boom. And we are back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy Enigma September. Yes, and sir. I am here. Oh, well, first, what you just heard was my man Elijah Kenny with Rendezvous. Shout out to Elijah Kenny. Show my man some love.
Rendezvous up in the building.
Yeah. So, for those just coming in, Got my man Big OG in the building.
Holding it down for the 850. But we already, I mean, Mariana, though. You know, nobody care about no Mariana niggas. We forgot about.
Nah, we got
talent too, nigga.
Nah, we shouts out to Jackson County, man.
Jake County, you know.
Shouts out to the
Jake County, all that, you know.
That way I got the Jack.
Ain't shit out there, but you know what I'm saying? I'm there, you know what I'm saying?
Two egg.
Greenwood, nigga. Greenwood, my nigga. Oh,
Malone, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, man. Malone.
I know you heard the Aston Martin episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's my nigga. Aston Martin.
I gave it a whole breakdown of my people.
Yeah.
My aunt Steen, she live out there.
Matter of fact, you know, so I had them on that Broken Promises. You know, me and Aston Martin go way back, you know.
Yeah, I peeped that. That's why you even here.
Yeah, we go weak. Yeah, that song right there, man.
Strange nigga. Yeah. Ain't gonna front. I'm like, man, I don't know. But then I was like, oh, he cool with Aston?
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
that's, he's straight.
They vouch for
that's
it,
my
nigga.
Dog.
Yeah, Aston Martin, good people, man. That nigga can't cook, though. I had to tell it, dog. And his wife can't drive, nigga. That's just can't cook, but she can cook though.
I'm about to say,
you know what I'm saying? So
it kind of makes sense.
They got a good balance.
He a skinny nigga.
They got a good balance.
You can't trust skinny niggas in the.
They can burn some noodles and
Need hefty niggas to
throw down.
Let me stop because I can't do shit.
Nigga,
feet keep me fat. I can't
eat what you cooking today. What we eat today.
That's exactly. Just come in like,
what
man,
we
what
eat today? What's for dinner? You know?
Fucking with me, you gonna get grilled cheese and spaghetti.
No, they got a wish sandwich, nigga.
I wish
I had some meat on this hoe right now, man. Like, nigga, it's wild. Bro, you got no snacks or nothing? Damn.
All right. My baby come over here like daddy. I'm like,
I ain't drinking all the Capri Suns up from me and shit.
Bruh.
I only take one sip. Yo, you got to drink right. by five of them motherfuckers to clinch your thirst. You got, goddamn, that bitch was good. Whole box gone.
Don't get it twisted, bro. Yeah, the Capri Suns will get you, dog.
But
they will get you.
As soon as you get that good feeling into it, it be gone. Like, that cold be at the bottom. You be like, damn, now I gotta get another one.
Right.
That shit like a drug. You gotta keep chasing that shit.
you got five of them. Oh, shit.
I done drunk the whole goddamn box.
Right. I gotta go to Walmart. God, my baby food. Wake up crying.
I done drunk all the juice. And I done ate all the goddamn Lunchables, too, nigga.
Yeah, unless it was worth for a 4-year-old.
Hey, then you got the one, the Lunchables that come with the juice. You know what I'm saying? They was the good ones too. So
that's what we give my baby. Yeah, I don't know why. The juice. My baby 3, we give the little third grade of Lunchables.
Oh, shit. See what they eat all that shit? Yeah, just, wasting it.
Maybe eat like half of it and be like, daddy.
I got you. I mean, I don't want to do it, but I'll do it, though. Just this time.
You don't want to be wasting no food around here.
This time I'll do it.
Shout out to my baby, McKenzie. I'm going to see her tomorrow. Anyway, we're going to get into the shenanigans. We already in the shenanigans. We starting early.
We start off early with it, you know.
Man, my man, Big OG.
That's how we bring it.
I don't know, Umbravo. I thought you were funny, dog. But
I'm Bravo. I hollered at your lawyers, too. They said they could have cleared it, dog. They could have cleared it, but you was, you know what I'm saying? You was wilding, bro.
Wilding out.
You was wilding, bro.
Yo, speaking of wilding.
That nigga be wilding.
Speaking of wilding out.
That nigga be super wilding. Shit.
Speaking of wilding out.
Brown, nigga.
This is what happens when you tell your guests what you're going to talk about. They kind of get it. I'm going to start doing that. Instead of sneaking y'all, start me sneaking on people.
Niggas be confused. Niggas
like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I ain't even watching right. news, nigga.
Give me no,
I don't even
give me no preview.
Goddamn news, nigga. I don't even got cable, nigga. My Wi-Fi off, nigga. I can't even look at this shit right now, man.
I got to ask, though. You out there, Marielle. This is going to be disrespectful. But ain't disrespectful. I live in Havana.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how it is. Y'all, what y'all got? Y'all got?
I got Comcast.
Oh, y'all got Comcast? Okay. Comcast with
but
the reach.
But you know, up down in the city, you got to get that huge net.
Okay.
That shit get trash.
Yeah. Because I just wondered, because I lived in Havana some years ago, and they had MediaCom.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit was annoying.
Even CenturyLink. A lot of people complain about CenturyLink. But CenturyLink, I had CenturyLink before. It was straight.
I thought about it.
It was straight. He got the job done. Because I ain't no gaming type of nigga, so.
Right. So,
so what if I be doing? I just be downloading beats and shit like this.
Right. Now I had to upgrade. I had to upgrade for this shit even though it is tripping right now. I don't know why my connection is acting like you don't want to work. But
he'll come out here dissing, trying to diss Mariana shit, and his shit ain't even working. His shit ain't even working. Like, goddamn. Y'all niggas ain't got no internet, nigga. When my goddamn internet, that shit started lagging.
It's Tallahassee niggas.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, they talking that shit.
Y'all too niggas, many people out here bogging down the internet. That's what that is. Too many niggas out here.
Yo, speaking of wilding out, man. Man, Orlando Brown, that's so Raven fame.
Oh, man.
Man's came out and said that, he said the unspeakable.
He said, never.
He said, Nick Cannon sucked this wee-wee.
And he dressed like a girl when he did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did add that. Yeah.
He said he dressed like a girl when he did it. And then, you know, I see some pictures of that nigga Nick dressed like a girl. And I'm like,
Nigga, he had to wear the dress. You can't be successful unless you wear the dress.
Maybe he ain't lying. I don't know. You never know what he, never know.
The thing that tripped
Nick
me
Cannon was, never say he didn't do it.
Word. So speaking of,
that's the first thing I'm saying. You better be fucked up, nigga.
Right, you should be like, nah.
There your whole ass a while or not, nigga. We finna get the hand.
But that would trip me out, like in the joint. We responded. He like, he could have had enough talent to be on Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That gotta do it, nigga. You ain't never been on Wildin' Out.
You ain't never been on Wildin' Out, nigga. You just said some homo. Like, bro, you just tried my manhood,
right? And nigga sit there talking about, man, the white medias, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, he tried to blame the media.
Yeah, I'm like, bro. What like, first of all, Wildin' Out is on MTV, nigga. That's white media,
it's
nigga.
It's not even on BET, bro. It's on MTV. So, might be on MTV, too, ain't it?
It be on everything. Like, I seen something.
VH1?
Well, who was it? It was a dude that, was on the first couple episodes. And he was on this thing called Comedy Hype, which is on YouTube. So if y'all want to check that out, they be having a lot of like comedy, spice drama shit on Comedy Hype. Right. But he was on there. He was saying that basically MTV or Viacom tried to use Wildin' Out as kind of a draw or something. So they had dropped those on MTV when they need some ratings on MTV2. They put over there.
They be bouncing them all.
Yeah.
And every time they bounce, they lose money probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Yep. Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, when he first got on, he was making like 26K an episode.
Oh, yeah, that was Spanky.
That's what it was?
Yeah, Spanky. Yeah.
He said he was making 26K an episode, but then when they kept bouncing around, shit dropped to 1,000. He was just like, man, fuck this. I can't live off this.
Nigga,
so,
what the fuck what the fuck was he doing? What did he buy? Like, that nigga just got here making more money. That nigga just said he had to up his lifestyle.
Yeah, he just said, like, straight up, like, no more comedy. He was just done.
I'm doing 26. I'm living like I got 26K.
Like, yeah, what else you going to do?
Episode, nigga.
Going to give you 26K.
All right, nigga, we're going to drop it down to 1,000, nigga. Which ain't bad, you know what I'm saying, per episode when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, they probably do 20, maybe 20 episodes.
Yeah, but then I want to know what that nigga bought.
Yeah, well, that's 20K, well, listen, you gotta compliment it, but 20K?
20K an episode?
20K a year, that's what I'm thinking.
I think they said 20K an episode.
No, he was making 20K, that's good.
Yeah.
But then that shit dropped down to 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking about what you gonna do with,
Damn, when the fuck season 2 dropping, bro? I need a quick snack, right. Bro. When the fuck we pushing out season 2, man?
I need advance for season 3, 4, 5 right now.
As a matter of fact, we getting a whole complete edition, nigga, like. From January to December. Let me go ahead and get that.
Nah, But man, y'all pray for Orlando Brown.
That nigga be wildin'.
Right, if it's true or not.
He be wildin'. He was too happy to say it, too.
Yeah, he was.
That nigga laughing.
Matter of fact, he kind of did it with a lips. Like, he was trying to emphasize on it.
He said, Nick Cannon sucked my dick. Nick Cannon sucked my dick. He sucked my dick.
The whole world gonna be like you should have sucked the nigga dick for free. Now the cable off.
That nigga was too happy to announce it, bro. He been waiting.
Right.
He been holding back trying to announce
waiting it. Waiting to XL, bro.
Oh, man.
That's Hollywood for you. Holly weird. Y'all niggas want to be famous.
Nigga Nick Cannon never say he ain't do it, though.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? He be ready to jump down Eminem throat, but he ain't say nothing.
Bruh, speak.
He ain't never say nothing.
Speak.
That's the first time I've been. I'm like, first of all.
I'm going to release 4 tracks on you, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing it. You know, I did. I wore the dress, but I did not have sexual relations with Orlando Brown.
I did not have sexual relations
with Orlando.
What's the definition of is?
When you say teenagers, how young are we talking?
Yo, me and Fee was watching. I finally watched this shit. I finally watched the Survivor R. Kelly joint.
How young are we talking?
How old are we talking?
What?
I ain't gonna front, man.
That's it,
for I'm gonna get in trouble. That was a legit ass question from R. Kelly. When you say teenager, R. Kelly knew what the fuck he was saying.
How long are you talking?
R. Kelly was like, hey, 19, dog, it's illegal, my nigga.
Yeah, when you said teenage, I mean, it's just the way he emphasized all right. This is. When you say teenager, like, nigga, is it a, what you got, your own limit? You say 14? You say 14, I can do 14, but you say 13, 12?
Yo,
can't do that.
I'll kill a sick ass nigga.
Bro, that shit crazy.
And then Tori, they showed that in slow mo Tori face when he had Tori with the
way. He said, huh?
The fuck?
Do you know what you just said? Right. When you say teenager.
Yo.
Oh, shit. That shit. Yeah. When you say teenager, how young were you?
I finally watched that shit. That I know shit I'm late.
Crazy.
And I was just like, all right, I knew, you know what I'm saying, what was going on, whatever. It didn't change my opinion.
That nigga wild.
That nigga sick. That's a sick ass man.
That shit. They interviewed the last interview with Kid. That nigga say, "Why would I don't know how to hold top people? Why would I hold top?" I'm trying not to laugh at this shit. Right. That shit said. At least I don't know how to hold top people. That shit killed me, man.
Yo,
he was wild.
That nigga keep that nigga locked up. But like, hey, step in the name of love is.
He got some hits though. I ain't gonna lie.
You came from the music. I'm sorry.
The nigga had a weird lifestyle. Yeah. Well, all them niggas did, like Elvis had a weird lifestyle.
Right.
What's the nigga, the Great Balls of Fire nigga had a weird like Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis, yep. But everybody, man.
All them niggas had a weird, but they just.
Rick James was doing some wild James, shit.
Bitch. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right.
I'm not saying it's right,
but. Never going to say it's right. But, you know, the music is some music, bro. That's
some good music. I think that's some good music. They got hits trapped in a closet.
That was some wild shit. I forgot the whole pimp shit.
Trapped in jail now. That's what
I think. He need to stay trapped in jail. I'm not finna co-sign for this nigga freedom.
Make an album in jail, though.
But,
Watch you gonna make a fire-ass album in jail. I bet all niggas that be having that nigga sing all day.
Right.
Yo, nigga.
Right. Then get a free concert. Sing that. Getting a free concert.
Sing that step in the name of love, nigga, again.
That nigga be singing all the time.
That nigga be singing, bro. I was gonna pull up on the nigga, but he started singing and shit. I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
I just sent the nigga. The nigga hit a note.
I was like, shit. No wonder, nigga. I'll let you borrow my daughter too, nigga.
Hey, yo.
God damn.
Yo, this is the. Whoa. Yo.
Hey, you know the
this
nigga's getting off.
That was big OG.
You know the parents was getting off, bro.
Yo, no.
The money stopped coming in.
No, I been said that, dog. Yeah,
the money stopped coming before. In. So they like, oh, you ain't gonna pay us no more?
Sick. All right, that was finna. No, I've been said that before the documentary, before the shit even came out.
Right.
I told Fee, like, I had homies that told me about what was going down in Chicago, like, when I was in school.
Right.
And then, well, other stuff would come out. And even then, I think it was just like, yo, I couldn't do that, bro. I couldn't take that money. No. Like, nah. Hush money?
No, you know they
you messing with my daughter, dog? And even, I can sit there and be like, she being grown, but nigga, you grown. You know better.
When you say hush money, how much are we talking?
That's what I'm thinking. 100,000.
Shit, you know what?
100,000. Nah.
You know what? I ain't even see it, bro.
Nigga, you going to fucking prison.
Let's go.
Let all you niggas know.
Yeah,
bro. Y'all going.
I'm not with it.
If you ain't going to prison, nigga, I'm going to prison, nigga.
Somebody going
to
die.
Somebody going to die.
Somebody going to die.
Fuck 100,000, nigga.
You can come and ask me something like that. It's going to be a problem.
Right.
It's going to be an issue. I'm going to just black out.
It's basically. So I was like. Nah, them parents nasty.
They definitely was to blame. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way your daughter just go missing and you just,
bruh.
Like, come on, bro.
Again, we not victim blaming. Victims are the young ladies,
right?
And no one deserved that shit. That was
they
bullshit.
They took advantage of that nigga's sickness, though. You know what I mean? His upbringing.
I think
took advantage of him. They knew.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? He had access to it. He was R. Kelly, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga sang it without her shoes.
We're gonna move on when you get me banned from YouTube and everything, yo. Motherfucking big OG out here wildin'.
This nigga.
I thought Bravo was gonna be.
Bravo be wildin', bro. That nigga say he fingered two girls on stage.
You took the cake, bro. God damn.
That nigga say he fingered two girls on stage. That's random.
I was like, what? Nigga, you just putting that out there?
Nigga had chlamydia on his follicles and shit.
That nigga said he never washed those hands.
Nigga had plants growing out his fucking toenails. All right, so, yo, the big news of the week, man. Of course, this Sunday, we got the Grammys. And all the tea have been spilt. You got your girl, Deborah Dugan. She was appointed CEO just like a couple months ago.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it came out she was suspended. Mm. And then she said, okay, fuck y'all then.
Are y'all going to suspend me? Okay. If I go down,
everybody going down.
You know what I'm saying? This shit fake. We pick who the fuck we want to pick. You know what I'm saying? Don't give a damn. We made the greatest hits of all time. If we ain't want you, nigga, we ain't picking.
Like, literally, like, it came out that apparently Mariah Carey got snubbed for Album of the Year and Song of the Year back in 98. Not to get confused, this was before Lauryn Hill did her joint, so she wasn't going against Lauryn Hill, but she did go, I remember watching that shit, too. It was Paula Cole with the We Are the Cowboys. I used to like that song. And Sean Coven?
Shit, I was
the sun he came home.
I was somewhere watching Power Rangers at that time. I ain't no
I was 17. I was grown.
I ain't no shit about that.
I remember, like, because I had, like, an art class.
Okay.
And there was a whole bunch of, like, my white female classmates in there. Okay. They used to play, like, fucking Paula Cole and whatever the other lady name is, Sunny Came Home lady, and Melissa Etheridge and... Mm. Tori Amos. Shout out to Sarah Mack.
So one of them won the Grammy over Mariah Carey?
Yeah. Hell. Yeah, in 97, bro.
Hey, 97. That's when she was popping, wasn't it? God.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and nothing go out. Mariah was attached to, like, powerful people.
Right.
So, but apparently wasn't enough.
You ain't about to get this Grammy, though, bitch.
Then on top of that, she came out and said that the former president, who got fired, because on some saying some sexist shit, Neil Portnow, can you say his name right? Portnow. Nigga look like Steven Spielberg and shit.
Oh, shit.
Said that he raped a female international artist. They emphasize on the international, so it could be Bork. It could be the la, 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 la. Yeah, I know the song. Anyway.
That's crazy. They be getting away with all types of shit.
Shoot, it'd be crazy if it was, what's your girl that died? Can't think of old girl. She died of alcohol.
Amy Winehouse.
It'd be crazy if it was Amy Winehouse. That'd be wild.
Never know, these mom.
Damn.
You never know.
So yeah, so she's suing the Grammys. They out there trying to do. I can't even say they doing. What's the thing? Control. They ain't doing damage control. I think Alicia Keys was. She was out and about because she's supposed to be hosting.
Right.
And she was kind of like, we kind of thought this was true anyway. So, looking like a motherfucking,
say this, we already been new.
We been new.
We just wondering when y'all niggas gonna tell it.
Exactly.
We knew, nigga.
We been knew that shit was rigged.
They probably, it's a whole bunch of people that should have won shit that got overlooked. Was it the Grammys when Kanye West did that shit? When he was like, sorry, but Beyonce had a Grammy.
That was the VMAs.
That was VMA, okay.
Oh, let me check some shit. Let me make sure. Okay, you good. Phew. Had a man check the mic.
The mic went on this whole time.
Yeah, he was getting picked up, though.
That nigga just talking to himself the whole time. What the fuck this nigga got going on, man?
You just do a good job gripping the mic, pause. Cause I was just
like,
ain't hear nothing. I was like,
hey, bro.
Let me see my man's on.
Man. Hey, this nigga good at gripping the mic.
Hey,
but that nigga big old Jeep, that nigga can't do nothing else.
That nigga can grip the mic.
That nigga can grip the mic. The fuck? Nigga, what? Hell no.
Yo, I'm dead, bro.
Hell no, man.
You a funny nigga.
Put that mic down.
This mic.
Bro, give me
Bro, take me on the mic,
I'm
man.
I'm going to be real. First of all.
Take me on the mic, man. We low key look like we could be cousins, so.
Take this shit on me, bro.
Yo, you know what?
Take this shit on me, man.
I should.
Take this. Yo. I'm not holding the mic, bro. You're so goddamn.
tape me up next time. That nigga that gripped the mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what they say about niggas that be gripping the mic? Shit. You see Nick Cannon, that nigga gripped the mic.
That nigga was doing, that nigga was spitting too.
Yeah, shit, nigga. Hold on, nigga, nigga wildin', bro. Don't get it, dog. I ain't get up on microphone.
Oh, shit. Bro. I'm done. I'm done.
On mics, nigga, at all, bro.
This is my country cousin. You my dog, bro. You can't do it. You my man killing this shit.
Can't do it,
bro. God damn.
I don't even know if I want to do no show. As a matter of fact, I put my girl on show. I'm going to be performing that VHS shit.
You got a headrest.
Hey, put this shit
in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to do the Bobby Brown.
I ain't doing this shit. Put this
headset on me. It's my prerogative.
Put the headset on me.
Right. I ain't gripping shit. My head's going to be free.
Yeah, nigga, I'm not touching the mic.
I don't want nothing, man. I don't want none of that. Nothing associated with Mike, bro. Oh shit, no Mike, no Mike Vic, no Mike Jackson, none of that shit. Jack County, nigga, nothing. McDonald's, nigga, that got MC in it. I don't want that shit, man. I don't want that, none of that. I'm about to die. All right, what we got? Oh shit, it came out with Wow, how Juice WRLD died again,
bro. I was thinking about it last time. Though. I was watching on Bravo set, and y'all took a break, and both of y'all niggas got up. Somebody come in and said it looked like y'all niggas went and got a snack break.
Yo, fuck y'all niggas. Yo, everybody in the live, fuck y'all.
They got up. Bro, y'all niggas got up quick. I was down like a motherfucker, bro.
I hate y'all.
Woo, boy.
Oh, I hate y'all.
I was dying, dog.
Bro,
I'm like, damn, them niggas. Somebody said them niggas would love. They took a snack break.
We should probably should have came back with some food, nigga. Woo. Fuck y'all, fat niggas on.
Yeah, me dying, man.
Oh, oh man, shouts out. Oh, I know I forgot. Even though I ain't see the shit. Shouts out to Griselda, the niggas on Jimmy Fallon last night representing motherfucking Buffalo. Griselda. Got some wild shit.
Griselda Blanco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's not the real Gazelle. She was wild. That's a wild girl.
I already know.
Oh yeah, this some breaking shit. God damn, I'm tripping. So speaking of the Grammys, they're supposed to have. This may be a reason why y'all may want to watch this shit. They ain't gonna front. Grammy's supposed to have a tribute to Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's wild right there.
They may be missing somebody because YG is supposed to be part of the celebration.
Right.
Tribute, but this nigga is locked up.
He just got locked up, y'all.
Right.
Then he
got arrested for felony robbery.
Nigga, why is he robbing somebody anyway?
It's probably some bullshit.
It's something crazy.
LAPD probably.
I seen the article. I didn't even click on it. I thought the shit was fake.
Right.
Because
apparently, he just got robbed.
I don't be clicking on it. Nigga, I'm going to jail for taking my home shit back. Nigga.
That's probably what happened on some OJ shit. OJ. That's probably exactly what happened. He probably went, got his shit back. And the motherfuckers is like, oh, nah.
I ain't even
we gonna take you.
Yeah, too many fake orders out there for me. I'll be seeing shit.
Yeah.
Bypass.
Oh, yeah. Niggas got. Oh, well, it's Double XL. I trust Double XL.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. Yeah, y'all gotta be. Yeah, y'all do gotta be mindful, dog. Like, yeah. Don't click on everything. Just because you even see it, don't take it in your brain and be like, oh, that happened.
That shit happened, bro?
Nah. Nine times out of ten, that shit fake as hell, dog.
Crazy.
I'm trying to think what else. So the nigga, he got hit. It was something I should. Oh, this some wild shit. It ain't too wild. So your girl Lena Waithe, that's her name, right? She did Slim and Queen and Slim.
I ain't seen that movie. I need to see that shit.
Yo, it's pretty dope. A lot of people be hating, but it's on some.
It's like on it's some Bunny and Clyde trip shit.
Yeah,
but the black
on
version.
On the surface, it right. Seemed kind of basic.
Right,
but if you look at it for the symbolism, it's pretty dope.
Okay,
you know what I mean. But yeah, it's a good joint.
It looked like all the trailers look interesting.
But yeah, she apparently she got married 2 months ago, and they already getting a divorce.
Oh shit!
And apparently,
I just made a hit movie, nigga.
Not only that, the word rumor is. I'm just giving y'all tea now, like I'm
sips tea.
Give y'all the tea like I'm down Starbucks, chai tea latte. Now apparently the chick from Harriet that played Harriet Tubman,
mm-hmm.
that's a new boo.
Oh shit!
I didn't even know Shorty was swinging that way.
Shit,
you but apparently, know. That's
shit.
But yo, shout out to at Mac she Marley.
Said, hey, here you
man I got said these
Underground Railroad. You can check out.
Yo, you know Underground Railroad panties. Yo, my man, what's dude named Mac Marley on Twitter? Man said Lena Raith gave y'all queen and slim, knowing damn well there was a slim chance she was gonna be faithful to her queen. Ooh, spice. That's so dumb. Yo.
Yeah.
Got to be more careful.
But y'all need to see that movie though, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's dope, man.
There's a lot of movies I need to see. I'll be missing out, boy. I don't really watch TV like that, bro. My TV be for decoration.
Shit, nigga, you should have been here 4 months ago. There wasn't no TV.
I'd be in the goddamn upstairs rapping and shit.
Oh, this happened because I got married, nigga. This is.
Hell yeah. First of all, nigga, what we not going to do? Nigga, you want to put a movie in your laptop, little ass screen, nigga.
Right. I was living that life. Yeah, yo, nigga, small screen. I'm good.
Nigga, you better make that shit full screen. Yeah, baby, let me pull the tablet. Let me table up here real quick. Nah, nigga,
shit.
What the fuck we gonna eat at?
Right.
Gonna eat on, nigga.
Right, yeah. These little tables? Nope.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga don't pull it out the goddamn pulling them Netflix on the laptop and shit.
Right. Yeah, nah, that life ain't nope. Yeah. I was living that life. That was
nigga, long got the job done.
I was
nigga.
Broke, nigga.
Got the job done, nigga.
Yeah. Yo, before we move on, I gotta shout out my birthday twin, Lil Wayne. Is dropping album next week, December, nigga, January 31st. God damn,
nigga, drop my album. Bro, Burn was like, nigga, what? Did I wouldn't even go live.
Pre-production.
Oh fuck, December, god, nigga.
That'd be hell of a promotion run.
My life been, nigga. Shit, with my life, nigga, it's December.
Like, God, wait that long, nigga. I mean, that live,
fuck, nigga. Tallahassee was only an hour away, nigga.
You travel the time.
The fuck happened, nigga?
December 31st, 2019, nigga.
It's 2021, right? This nigga skipped everything, nigga. Damn, what the fuck did I do on my birthday, nigga? This nigga got a click control on it, bitch. Damn.
Oh shit! But yeah, nigga dropping an album called Funeral.
Yeah, no.
Shit gonna drop on the 31st. So, shouts out to the birthday twin, September 27th, holier than the 7th. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know the vibes. Name of the album gonna be Funeral. What you think?
Honestly, I've never really been a Wayne fan like that. I never really listened to. He said. Nigga just, like, I like music that got substance. He used to talk about crazy shit to me. Like the nigga said, he got 10 bathrooms. He can shit all day. Why I need to know that information? I don't need to know how your bowel movements, how many times you do it, bro. How this gonna help me in my life? I got bill problems, nigga. I got 10 bathrooms, nigga. Okay.
Nigga, I'm looking if I get 10 rolls of tissue, nigga. You talking about 10 bathrooms.
Shit.
Yeah. No. I think my thing with Wayne, maybe it's a September Libra thing, but yeah. It was just, the surrealism of his rhymes.
Okay.
That's his strength. Like, he just say, not just some wacky shit, but almost the wackiest shit.
Yeah.
But with enough swaggers that you not like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Nigga, when you kiss a grown man in the mouth, you can say anything.
Take it back, bro. God damn. Anything,
bro, that's all I see. When that nigga's bring a little weight, that's all. Oh, you think a nigga that kisses a nigga in the mouth? You talking to a nigga that gave a nigga, hey, bro, how you doing?
I remember
grill in, nigga.
No, I remember they grill did that shit on fucking 106 in Park.
I kiss my daddy right now.
And, like, they did that shit on 106 in Park, and, like, I remember they moved the camera away from the shit so people wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
That's how I knew it was real.
But they was talking about it, and they said, yeah, I kiss him all the time.
What the fuck?
Nigga, you sick, bro. Wait, the grill? Do y'all at least take the grill out, but that grill signifies make it worse, you know what I'm saying? You know, so you at least take your grill out before you kiss a nigga, bro.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
Yo.
Been going all day rapping and shit, coming with a full grill.
Just jumping in the interview. Yo, I got, you smoke, bro?
Nah.
Okay, good, because nigga, you have, I don't smoke either, but I feel like.
This nigga just came straight home, hey, bro. Where Wayne at? Where Junior at? Nigga, this ain't even your real son, nigga.
Kiss not.
Kissing this nigga in the mouth. Right. Nigga, I don't kiss my kids in the mouth. Right. I don't even drink after the mouth. Nigga, nigga, you know, you drunk on my juice, fuck it. Take the juice.
Right.
I don't even want the juice no more, bro. Like, this nigga kissing the grown man
grown
in the
mouth. Grown ass man, dog. Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna on that note, we're finna go into some new shit.
I don't even know how niggas like forget that out of their brain. Like, that's how you know shit weird. If I'm a local nigga, if I kiss a nigga in the mouth, I'm barred forever.
Right. Niggas just rock.
Oh, that's Lil Wayne. He could kiss niggas in the
power
mouth.
Power of fame, dog. God, it's a power of fame. That's what niggas, that's crazy. That what niggas be eating on. It's power of fucking fame. And be thinking like, oh man,
it's crazy out here, man.
Yes, it is crazy. So we can go to this next track. New shit. Ain't even came out over here in the United States. It's some UK shit. We international now, nigga.
International, nigga. We global now. We global, nigga.
I got my man Carl McCain. Shit. That's too close to goddamn
Kurt Cobain.
You're right.
That's what I think about it, that shit.
With Are We Preserving Ourselves? This shit sound like some goddamn...
Sound like some shit. And that was some British shit. That's gonna make me think about my life.
Yeah, sound like some goddamn...
Damn,
Kid A. Okay,
are
computer.
You preserving yourself, nigga? I don't know.
Bush. They're gonna...
I really don't know.
Oasis.
They got you thinking about your whole life.
Blur. All them British bands type shit. So anyway, Are We Preserving Ourselves? My man Carl McCain. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Something Yo, what's up? This is Royce Lovett, and you are now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
And we are back. It's your boy Enigma September. We back. Man, Big OG.
We back with it.
That was Carl McCain with Are We Preserving Ourselves? Straight from the UK, my nigga.
I'm going to definitely have to listen to that.
Yo. So, again, my man, Big OG. What's up, bro?
What's happening? We've been killing it, you know.
We've been killing, yo.
Comedy Central ain't got shit.
Hey, nah, bro. On this right here, you know what I'm saying? Subscriptions, my nigga.
Two black niggas and all black.
Who's that dressing all that black? Shouts out to Young Drac. I grew up with that nigga.
Yo, Drac?
Yeah. I call him Lil Chris.
Okay, yeah, that nigga's on that verse.
Yeah, that nigga, he literally grew up, like we played ball together, everything. Okay. Like, that's the homie. He was on a couple episodes ago. That's my nigga.
Okay, I'm about to go back and check Pete that.
So we gonna get into this thing, man. The good thing about it, you know what I'm saying, that I really don't know Big OG like that. We just been just Facebook, Twitter
first
friends.
First time, nigga, seeing each other.
Exactly.
So, and there ain't no catfishing, nothing, nigga. In real life.
Right, I've been posting this nigga picture all over my Instagram. Who the fuck? This ain't the nigga I've been posting? What the?
This nigga.
Oh, no, good. I don't know. The eyes ain't blue, though. I don't see
the eyes ain't blue.
Yeah. I see. Gotcha. Damn, y'all bad. Looking for the blue eyes.
My bad, but eyes ain't blue.
I thought it was going to come out looking like goddamn the nigga
like
from
Vampire from Watchmen and shit. Blair Frost.
Thought you going to look like Mr. Incredible and shit. Like, nope.
Damn, no.
That nigga look like a Jamie Foxx in the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, that nigga wild in that movie, man.
Right.
That nigga wild.
You help me.
Oh, shit.
You help me out.
All right, so, off top, we discussed it earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? You coming out of Mariana.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? That where you born and raised up?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Went to school to Malone, you know?
No doubt.
Yeah, people like, what the fuck? Carl Malone, nigga? That's the only Malone I know, nigga. Malone? What the fuck?
Leave me Malone, nigga. Yeah,
what
the fuck?
What do you do, nigga?
So,
you an artist, nigga? The hell?
So now I got to, now we can do a compare and contrast. We can listen to this joint and then go back and listen to Ashton Martin joint.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
See who the fuck was lying about growing up in Marietta.
Oh, shit.
Nah, nigga, that shit didn't happen. Did y'all go to school with each other?
Nah, he went to a different school. He went to a different school. I went to Malone. He went to, I think nigga went to Marietta. You know what I'm saying? He went to Marietta school. You know, they were beefing hard back then.
How about
the
eggs?
Malone and Marietta was beefing. You could, like, it was nigga that you should show up to the games, not even watch the game, just to fight with a nigga. Nigga suspended from school. Put up with the game.
Nigga said pull up.
Yeah, nigga.
Nah, that's how it was. What was it? Goddamn Havana and Shanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Back in the day. And then they put them in the same school together.
But they was talking about doing that for a long. Like, bro, it's going to be stabbings on top of stabbing on top of that bitch, man.
It's crazy.
It's going to be like a jail out there. Y'all better have 24-hour security.
Oh, the shit. It was eventually, it though. Did, yeah. That's Well, it was, West Gaston? No, it was East Gaston.
They tried it. I'm glad they did.
Now
knew
it's just it's Gaston. Like, so now I guess they got.
I'm not about to deal with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to go to school, man. Trying to learn today, nigga.
Nigga, your grandparents was beefing, your parents was beefing. Now you got to sit in class with this nigga.
Fuck that nigga. Your daddy, ho, ain't nigga.
So I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, growing up in Jackson County.
Oh, it was straight. You know what I'm like? With me, like, I was just. Really to myself, you know, which was still kind of that way. I just be chilling, you know, go to school, go home, stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Try to anyway, you know. Same shit now, just go to work, go home, be chilling. I ain't never had no issues with no Mariana niggas, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's some niggas that just had attitudes for no reason, you know.
Right.
I'm like, man, what the fuck y'all fight for? It's just a basketball game. We ain't had no football team, you know, so.
Dang.
Yeah, we ain't had no football team, Malone. I guess they say somebody had got killed like a long time ago and they just.
Oh, so Malone don't have, so Jackson County got it.
Yeah, Mariana got one. But,
damn.
Yeah, Malone. Malone. I think Cottonelle, they all got a football team except for Malone.
Dog, that's wild. That's crazy. You went to a high school with no football team in the South?
No real football team, just basketball, soccer, baseball. Baseball was heavy.
It had to be like, dog. I can't even, yo, like for real, I can't imagine that. That's
man.
That's definitely, like, dude, like, I wanted to go to University of North Florida when I was in high school. I went to the campus, like, the summer after my ninth grade year. And I love the campus, but I was like, nah, y'all ain't got a football team.
Nah, I ain't about to come out here, nigga. I want to play football.
I think they got one now, but back then, it was 96. I'm like,
damn.
No, nigga.
What the fuck I'm going to do? Stay in the, under the goal all got. Right. Play center, nigga. Catch these rebounds and throw bowls all day. They
like, forget the fact that y'all got a whole NFL franchise here in Jacksonville. I wanna play some football. School don't got a football team. Fuck y'all.
I want to knock niggas head. Shit,
man. So how was high school for you? You know what I mean?
High school, it was easy peasy. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, the last year, though, I was just, like, I only had to take, like, the two classes. I should go to work and shit. So I was, like, I pretty much breezed through high school. I think I was, like, on autopilot through, like, my last year of school. You know what I'm saying? If I could go back and redo that shit, I probably would have did better.
Word.
But now, bro, I was like, fuck school at that point. Go to college. Right after school, go to college? Hell no. Nigga, I just did 12 years, bro. Nah, nigga, 12 grades. Nigga, since 1998.
Right.
I've been in that goddamn school, and you want me to get right back to school again. Nigga, fuck that.
Nah, granted, my whole thing was to go to college.
Yeah.
So I was definitely like, but that burnout was real.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Like, I definitely
would go back and redo shit like that. I would definitely probably went to college and shit.
But that's the thing about it now. Like, now they trying to turn away kids from college.
Really?
Yeah. The ideal is, it's really on some white boy shit. Like, the ideal is, first, you know what I'm saying, you got the debt. Mm-hmm. So the ideal is, like, if you're going to trade, you know, you still got to, like, pay for, like, education and trade, but not as much as a college. And then more like you can pay more money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get paid more money being a plumber than you would, you know what I'm saying, going to school for some English degree, and then you end up being, you know what I'm saying, a data processor.
You can sit at home and learn how to play mad real good and make more money than motherfuckers.
Exactly.
I should have did that. You stop playing that damn game for what?
Like, I'm for get paid.
Really. Like, my kids, like, you know, I'm about to tell them, hey, bro, fuck school, bro. Get up on them mad, right? Get up on them mad, nigga.
Just hustle niggas.
Get up on them mad, nigga. Play mad. Play it on all, nigga. What's the highest level?
Yeah, all
hardest
mad.
Play all mad, nigga. All day long, nigga.
Learn that shit. No. I want to teach my daughter how to do coding, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's the thing about it. Like, just don't learn the video game. Like, learn how that shit work, nigga.
Yeah, that shit is kind of hard, man.
But, apparently, that's the thing. Like, he's trying to turn people more to trade. But it's on some shit where, it's low-key racist.
Right.
Because the most educated demographic right now is black females.
Okay.
And it's almost kind of like, black women catching up. Let's switch the game.
Let's switch it up.
You know what I mean? So
it's 2020, but y'all ain't getting in.
Right.
Fuck that. We gonna change the game on y'all niggas.
Yeah. You win. You beat them at checkers. They turn into chess. But anyway, so being, you know what I'm saying, you was legit. What was your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal, Honeycomb, man. It was back and forth between Honeycomb and Fruit Loops. Like, I had to have one of them, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think I was rich enough to have Honeycomb, man.
Man, Honeycomb was a shit,
Sugar
man.
Bell. Sugar Bell was the coolest goddamn.
Fruit Loop, though, bro, that shit should be busting, bro. Just get a whole milk full bowl of that shit, bro.
Right.
Oh, shit. I'm about to pull that mic down, bro. This nigga, bro, hey, bro. I got to get that nigga big old D.
Hey, man, let me stop asking the goddamn fat boy questions. I'm starting to get hungry and shit.
Bro, you know, I ain't no food loops in a minute, man. To be real.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you gonna be. Well, Fee got me on this damn diet, so I can't eat Fruit Loops and shit.
You better get some.
Some Frosting Flakes. Some Frosting Flakes been up there for like 2 months.
Now you get a regular Corn Flakes, nigga. The one you gotta add sugar to yourself, nigga.
Right.
Yeah, nigga. There ain't no frosty shit over here, nigga.
Add some Splendor.
All the sugar be at the bottom of the goddamn.
Nah, we got stevia. That's what I gotta add stevia to the Corn Flakes.
Okay. Yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah, Frosting Flakes is looking crazy up there. Got me hungry.
Damn. So let's just get one scoop in on Frosting Flakes.
Come on, baby.
One scoop.
Come on. I know we got cheat day tomorrow, but let me get that shit tonight.
Look at that shit, man. Let me get one scoop of that shit, man.
So being, you know, you and Jackson, J Jackson County, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, working. What made you pick up a mic
and start? Well, like, music? Honestly, man, I started off playing piano when I was younger. And being a cousin of mine, we started rapping and shit. Like, we rapped off, we used to get like the little tape players and shit and make beats with our mouth and then go back and rap over that shit.
Fat Boys.
Like, that shit just worked, man. Ever since, the only thing I regret is like back then, I used to watch, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody used to watch like the movies and shit. That's where my rap name came from. That's the only thing I would probably change, cause like I ain't really know what that shit meant, you know.
You just thought it was cool.
Yeah, it sounded good.
It's kind of one of the things where I almost wanted to ask you if it was satirical.
Yeah, no.
Because it's so like, it's almost common.
Yeah.
But yeah, almost kind of like I'm gonna pick fun of it, you know
what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, nigga. They be like, niggas be like, oh, OG, huh? Nah, nigga. Yes. Nah, nigga, I don't know nothing about it.
Right. OG or what? Gangster, what's your set?
First of all, dog, I ain't got time to be changing C's to B's and B's to Bro. C's and shit, man. Like, fuck, you didn't see autocorrect, nigga? Like,
yeah, that is the most about to be out here, amazingly nigga. Craziest shit, like nigga, how you got?
Give me a bowl of burial, nigga.
What kind of pig Latin shit?
Bro, come on, bro. Serious, it's just a word, nigga.
Right.
A word don't define what said I'm banging, nigga.
Right.
This color.
You pass that cutter. You the butter, nigga? You want the butter?
Nigga, give me that cutter, nigga. Nigga, what?
Wait. Nick Cannon, the gay community aren't bullies. Yo, hey, yo.
Oh shit. It's a sign.
Yo. Okay, if those are podcast land, I got the shit. YouTube on the TV, and of course, it's talking about Nick Cannon earlier.
Shit popped up. Look at the nigga. Shit popped up. Screenshot. He looks suspect in that bitch. They got his head cut to the side.
Yo, YouTube is sick. All right, so.
Yeah, definitely ain't no gangster shit, man. But now that shit, I feel like it stuck with me. You know, I don't know.
No, it's a dope name. I think
now I kind of flip it because, like, you know what I'm saying, you got your OGs in the streets. I feel like I'm an OG in the rap game, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of styles, a lot of flows and shit, you know what I'm saying? I can teach some niggas shit, right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't popped off yet, so don't be hitting me with that line, nigga. How you gonna teach me shit when you still local?
Yo, nah, nigga? Fuck niggas who say that, dog.
Nah, nigga.
My thing is this, I feel like
I know the way, my nigga.
Yeah,
I just ain't did it yet.
I feel like niggas can tell you what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't never discredit anybody if they ain't do shit.
Right.
Because maybe they was doing something and something didn't work. They could tell you what don't work. Yo, I tried that. Do that.
Definitely don't do that shit.
Yeah. I don't know what you could do, but don't do this because it didn't
definitely
work.
Definitely go to Enigma Show gripping the mic, nigga. Definitely don't
that
do
shit hard, nigga.
I heard, nigga. I don't know about your rap name, nigga, but I heard you grip the mic.
Oh, you grip that mic.
That's the only thing I took away from that shit. Shit.
Yo, so what was some of your influences? You know what I'm
you
saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know they hear my music, dog. Like, my favorite rapper, like, when I first started doing music, it was 50 Cent. That was, like, my favorite artist.
Like, see, I mean, 50 is, I can't say this word. It's the third week I'm going to try to say melodic. I said it. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Damn. Melodic.
But,
that nigga been in the mirror, bro. Melodic, nigga. Melodic, you gonna say this shit this time, nigga. Melodic. Yeah, nigga, we gonna say it this time, nigga. That nigga been practicing that shit all time. That nigga been practicing that word, bro. Melodic, nigga. Melodic, nigga, we gonna hit that bitch. Melodic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That nigga gonna kill me in this bitch.
That nigga been waiting for the shit. Moment. That nigga been waiting this whole time to say that shit, too. I know my fit. I'm gonna find a way. Melodic, nigga. I was like, oh shit. Oh shit. That nigga finally hit that hook, bro. That nigga.
Kaka!
Melodic, knock that shit up out of there, bitch. Who can't say it, nigga? Who can't say melodic, nigga? Nigga gonna be saying that word for no reason. And it's a melodic ass TV show, nigga.
Oh shit. Oh. Yo,
it's a melodic ass bowl of cereal. Oh shit, man!
I'll just flam from the cabal me right now, shit. Though. Oh shit! All right, oh, so
man. All right, yeah, man, that was my favorite artist, man.
We like, gotta so 50 Cent.
That was my favorite artist. Yo, yeah, when I first started doing music, like that's really what I listened to. Was I like, but my style is like so different now. Like, now when I do music, like, people always, like, say my voice sound like, they be like, nigga, you sound like Kevin Gates, voice-wise. Mm,
Kevin, yeah, that's
they be like, you sound like this.
Hey, yeah, in a minute.
I'm like, nah, bro. I sound like me, nigga.
You look like Beyonce.
I've been doing music for them niggas.
I look like Kalicia. Who's Kalicia? I sound like me, nigga.
Me, nigga. I sound like me, nigga. But y'all get a lot of shit. A lot of shit, man.
All right, but, so we're going to get into it, man. Crack
melodic.
After this podcast, it's going to be me laughing. Oh, niggas going to be mad as shit.
Right, dude.
Joe, nah, not even Joe Pack going to be like, nigga.
What the fuck,
the whole time just hearing you laugh.
What the fuck going on, nigga? You laughing over the song playing and right. Shit.
Oh, shit. All right, let me see what we got. God damn.
Oh, shit.
Yo, this a funny nigga.
Oh, shit.
Big OG, motherfucker.
I'm trying to do some stand up.
Country
shit,
motherfucker.
For real, man. I'm trying to do stand up.
Yo, nigga.
I'm trying, I got some shit wrote, bro. I'm telling you.
You may want to look into that shit, dog. And God damn. The thing about it, I guess it's just two different styles because I'm Bravo a funny nigga.
He a funny nigga.
I know the nigga how he do the shit. So, so, but the, wild, for bro. You to come through, it's just
I'm
like.
I'm gonna be wild. That nigga be tricking me out, bro. Oh, shit.
God damn. This nigga got me crying, bro.
That nigga be tricking me out.
Damn.
Oh, so, yeah. This nigga crying because he gripping the mic so good, nigga.
Oh, shit. Out, nigga.
It's real melodic how that nigga gripped the mic.
Nigga, take your pad back to the central, oh, central time zone, nigga. Oh, shit.
It's real melodic.
This old Nick Cannon type shit.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
We got this man, my man Big OG got Broken Promises.
Oh, yeah.
With man Aston Martin, and he'll hit y'all with that trap.
Aston Martin.
And did
had to get him on that track.
We're going to be right back, nigga. I'm crying. This is T, Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
You know, we all make mistakes. But it's about learning from the mistakes and trying to be better.
Yeah. I know I gave you a lot of broken promises. I'ma keep it real this time. I know I did you wrong before in the past. I'ma do it right this time. I know you get sick and tired of the same shit. I know it's hard to trust a nigga on that bullshit. I know I did you wrong before in the past. I'ma do it right this time. Niggas love to flex for the next bitch, but she just wanna take it, not invest shit. But you just wanted what was best shit. But I was too blind to see what I was blessed with. And now I'm standing lonely in this corner looking crazy. I should've put my focus on you, not them other ladies. Yeah. But I guess you live and you learn. And I crash and I burn. And now I'm hoping that you take me back. I know I gave you a lot of broken promises. I'ma keep it real this time. I know I did you wrong before in the past. I'ma do it right this time. I know you get sick and tired of the same shit. I know it's hard to trust a nigga on that bullshit. I know I did you wrong before in the past. I'ma do it right this time.
You met me as a boy, had to graduate. Becoming happy, had to go through some Saturdays. I broke some promises, I know, and I'm sad to say. But that's the process, had to grow into not a day. I wasn't focused, baby. That day I couldn't help. How could I love you, baby, when I ain't love myself? I had to check the fast gas from the past now. She seen the past in the background. Selfish traits, breaking out of selfish ways. The level a better man, I'm blessed to say. Hating that I put you through this all alone. Manning up because I'm man enough to say you're wrong.
I know I gave you a lot of broken promises. I'ma keep it real this time. I know I did you wrong before in the past. I'ma do it right this time. I know you get sick and tired of the same shit. I know it's hard to trust a nigga on that bullshit. I know I did you wrong before
it's
in
real
the
shit
past.
Too.
I'ma do it right this time. I got my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If you don't fuck with me, nigga, don't give me no dap. I got my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If I don't fuck with you, I ain't giving you no dap. I got my money the hard way. I
fucked your bitch in my driveway. Then I hit the highway. She's still in my driveway, yeah. I do this shit here my way. If you don't like what I say, stay the fuck out of my face. Being broke, make niggas irate. Then they hitting at a high rate. Keep that fire like a fireplace, yeah. Nigga, I move like a ghost. Your next move, they don't need to know. Just know I get my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If you don't fuck with me, nigga, don't give me no dap. I get my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If I don't fuck with you, I ain't giving you no dap. I got my money the hard way. I been dreaming about Bugattis, then I wake up. Gotta make a move now, cause this time ain't gon' wait up. I used to date these women just to fuck it, then I break up. Lord, forgive me for my blemishes, just can't cover it with makeup. When a nigga down on the shit, you gon' find out what he made up. If you tryna break me down, I'ma break up. I'ma get to that cheese like a Lunchable. Tryna take my faith away, but that's untouchable. I got hoes fucking with me like I fuck with they drink or something. Like my last name was Huxable, but I ain't touch it though. Even though I fell off and lost my confidence, I rebuild myself just like some Lego. At the end of the day, all you got is yourself and nobody around you but your ego. So when I put in that work, just know, get my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If you don't fuck with me, nigga, don't give me no dap. I got my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If I don't fuck with you, I ain't giving you no dap. I got my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If you don't fuck with me, nigga, don't give me no dap. I got my money the hard way. I ain't never trapped. If I ain't do it, I ain't put it in my raps. All that false claiming, that's how niggas getting clapped. If I don't fuck with you, I ain't giving you no dap. I got my money the hard way.
All right, boom, 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 and we are back. This is the Nick Myself Hour.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy Nick Myself, telling my man Big OG.
Shizzle. You know,
saying that was had Broken Promises.
Had to take that shit from my brother. I'm going to take that shit from you, nigga, if you watch it. I'm
going
to take that shit.
Damn, son. Shizzle. I like damn, that shit. Son, what you going to
do? I like that shit, man. I want to do that shit all my songs for no reason.
I wonder if that nigga down in Orlando with his wifey. Because it's not like they're going to pull up.
Chisel.
Yo, yeah, Broken Promises, my man Big OG and Trap. How can the people get to your music, bro?
A lot of my music is when I first started doing music, all of my shit was on Audio Mac. You know,
shout out to Audio Mac.
Audio Mac, and then I ain't really like SoundCloud like that for some reason.
I just never did.
But now everything I drop now is pretty much on iTunes, Google Play, all them big ass platforms, melodic ass platforms. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, dude.
It's all that shit. You know what I'm saying? The album coming up soon. Called, I'm dropping two albums this year. I'm dropping Heartbreak Hotel, which I did the first one last year. And Heartbreak Hotel is basically an album about niggas that's like heartbroken.
Right.
That single niggas that's on Valentine's Day, they ain't got nobody. Mm. It's for you, nigga. I made one for you last year. I'm making another one for you this year. It's dropping on Valentine's Day, too. Heartbreak Hotel,
ooh,
too.
Y'all gonna need it. Not me, though. Yeah. I got my wife and nigga. Got the ring on. This shit feel naked as fuck, dog. Yeah. Engagement is kind of whack.
Oh, you don't get no ring.
Yo, you don't get no ring, my
till,
nigga.
Till you get
so you can't even like dodge the chick. You know what I'm saying? You can't even front on the chicks and be like, hey, bitch, don't fuck with me.
Ring pop, nigga.
This is engagement. I'm engaged.
Ring pop.
Back your ass up. I got one. All right, so you're going to drop that in February.
I'm also dropping another app called Elevation. 2020 Elevation. What it is just word. Like talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, overcoming shit, you know, overcoming them hard times, you know, just staying, sticking with shit. Cause I know 2019 was a raggedy ass year. I hate that bitch. That was a whole ass year for me.
Yeah, a lot. Ain't go for it.
Like
lot,
2019 was the worst year, like, for everybody. Like, it was just That bitch was on a vengeance. Like, I'm fucking everybody shit up.
Ain't gonna front. Yeah, 2019 started off real fucking rough with that shit.
Oh, y'all niggas started feeling melodic today? Fuck that shit. Bow. I'm out kicking all y'all niggas out. I'm about to add real big bum shells in your life, nigga. Everything was sweet, huh?
Nah, nigga.
Fuck up everything, nigga. So 2019 definitely was a learning experience for my ass, you know?
Word.
So that's why I'm using this album. To, you know what I'm saying? To talk about the uplift niggas and be like, you know, you're going to have your bad days, but your good days going to come right after that. You know what I'm saying? So
I see, like, I can tell, like, you your thing is substance.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Yeah.
I can't let me rap about bullshit. Even, like, Fireworks was an album I did last year. But I freestyled the whole album. I still had some. I was still talking about shit.
Right,
know?
Right.
But I just can't be out there just like the baby. You know, I like the baby.
Yeah.
But that nigga just be rapping.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was posting. Like, I made a post and say, you know, so I'm an artist. It's a difference between an artist and a rapper, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I do it all. But
nah, that's been my thing. I think what people got to understand, especially with, like, hip-hop.
Right.
Is that it's part of black music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's two main elements of black music. First is the rhythm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just having a dope beat, dope rhythm, whatever, whatever. And then it's the messaging.
Yeah, unless you're from the West Coast, because it seems like them niggas get away with being all beat.
Right. Blueface, like, ass.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what is you doing, nigga? What was you rapping to? Like, nigga, the beat came rapping to yesterday. You rapping
the second snare, nigga?
What the fuck is you rapping to, nigga? Like, you rapping to some shit we don't hear, nigga. Yo, nigga, I'm rapping to the third hi-hat. I'm rapping to the third hi-hat.
Nigga, rapping to the third.
I'm rapping to the third hi-hat, nigga. The one that one, yeah.
Yeah. That one. Blue nose, nigga. Nigga, in between the nose, nigga? And shit. What the fuck?
Why I can't get rap with this shit, man? Can't get jiggy with this shit.
Bro. Oh, shit. So I get to people find you online, bro.
You know, Facebook is OG the Illest. Simple. Instagram, big OG _. Duh, that's duh, like DHA, because mm-hmm. I'm ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Make it hard for people to spell so they can find
it. Because, nigga, because I spell it in two different ways. Like, on Twitter, I spell it THA. They were like, damn, nigga, this nigga. What the fuck, nigga? You can't make up your mind. Duh, nigga. Why you can't spell duh, nigga? Like, THD, like the rest of us, nigga. But, you know, big OG the Illest, you know. I'm thinking about changing my name. If I do change my name, it'd be OG too ill. But then I feel like, if I change my name to that, nigga just be expecting me to rap like bars all the time. Like, nigga, bars. Spit that cold shit, nigga. OG too ill.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you up, bad pain, nigga.
It's cutting down a hole in your ass, like, type shit. Like, nah, dude. yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know, man. I think I'm just keep it. I might take the big off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once I get back in the gym.
Like, right. Yeah, ain't big, no more, nigga. I'm just an OG.
Take the big off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas, I do want to do another. I did a battle rap, man. This is my first one. December, I did my first battle rap with Southern Hospitality with Bravo.
Okay.
I definitely want to do one more battle. You know, so I did a one rounder. I want to do like a full three rounder.
Yeah,
you know?
That bug, none of the bitches.
I want to do that three rounder. You know, so I want to do a full.
Y'all niggas braver than me, bro.
It's rough, man. Yeah. You know, I said, man, I ain't really my life. I'd rather make music, but it was fun and it was different, you know.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do it one more time. So if you out there and want to battle, I'm melodic, nigga.
I want to see you and Flow to God go at it.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, bro, you know, I'll be down with that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll be down with that.
As soon as you said you want to do it.
I'm mad tripping. Yeah, BJ, the nigga, the camera guy.
Yeah.
I battle him. You know, so it would be cool. What's that nigga, Flow to God, more seasoned than me? But I feel like just getting that one under my belt, now I know what kind of what the crowd looking for.
Yeah.
Because I got the bars. Ain't no thing, you know.
Hey, and now that you get twisted, I ain't saying Flow to God, cause I think he'll scrub. I think you can get an easy win off of him. But that was just the first person that popped up in my head.
A little battle, you know. I feel like that'd be a good test, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, what the fuck he got to lose?
Right.
And that nigga been battling, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Bravo, you know, that nigga say he'll do the battle rap shit.
Right.
You know, shit so melodic ass down. Damn, man.
We gonna be like you.
I'm about to call this nigga. I might get on Facebook and be like, "Yo, bro, I want to see Flow to God." That's a dope ass name.
Yeah,
that's a dope ass name.
Yeah.
Fuck Flow to God. That's all damn that nigga say. Fuck Flow to God, man.
All right, so
that's a good idea. This nigga out here giving ideas and shit.
Yeah, okay. Good, that's it. That,
they
yeah,
got,
I can got be a little
A&R. They got a good, they got a did a battle rap match. You got a lot of guys.
Oh, nigga can say adrenaline now, nigga.
I didn't. I didn't.
All his shit getting checked.
Shouts out to all my speech therapist teachers. Yeah, nigga. Pre-K to goddamn fifth grade.
They get all his shit checked off tonight. Check, nigga. Yeah,
I tell people like the weird shit is I got a degree in journalism, but I got newspaper journalism.
Oh shit!
Because I knew I couldn't talk, but then everything I do now is me speaking.
Right now, but I can't say some words.
Right, I can't say certain words, but
some words we just ain't gonna say.
I work in the call center.
Nigga, you see, you want me to say this?
I do a podcast and I do radio. Yo, it's for real. I'm like,
shit. Can we take a break?
Right.
This shit live. You're gonna be like a nigga that was trying to freestyle that story. Nigga said years ago they tried to.
Yeah, yeah. You want to read that book?
Yeah, yeah. Years ago they tried to. That nigga was confident though. That nigga was confident. Nigga said, I'm about to drop a freestyle, bro. I'm about to drop this fire ass freestyle on y'all niggas.
Yo, you see old girl face? She knew it was gonna be a problem too.
Years ago they tried to.
You sure?
Oh shit. Damn. You know, you wanna read something from your book? Yeah. Yeah, I read something from my book.
Don't get your guess on POF. That shit told me.
That shit is funny.
She got her guess on POF fucking around.
That shit was
Tinder and shit, nigga. Dolly Parton challenge. Anyway, we're gonna get up out of here, man. Shout out to my man Big OG, man. Yes, I appreciate
sir,
you, bro.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying?
My man with the bling bling. Y'all don't even see it. Oh, he flexing. He been flexing the whole time. Oh, you know shit.
This kind of like.
He been flexing on YouTube the whole time.
It's a distraction
time.
From like, damn, that's a big ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Look at the goal on that nigga, though. Look at the goal on that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That nigga out of shape.
That nigga
nah, nigga, you definitely need to keep that name, nigga. You definitely big, nigga. You might not be no OG, nigga. But you definitely been eating, my nigga. Real melodic shit, too, nigga. That's why you gripping the mic so good, nigga.
That ass, nigga. Yeah, nigga. You big ass wrist.
I say like 6 weeks, you know what I'm saying? I always say this shit, nigga. 6 weeks later, you know, I'm going to be different. Because I'm about to start going to
the gym. We're going to check back in.
6 weeks, I'm going to start posting pictures and shit.
Check that man Instagram, man.
And they say, damn. 6 weeks later, nigga still big.
Transformation Tuesday.
He has lied to us.
Hashtag Transformation Tuesday. We're going to be checking
Transformation goddamn, nigga. Said that, you said that shit last year, nigga. Nigga, I did for 6 weeks. Nigga, I did it. I ain't said I was going to keep doing it. Shit. I got to say for 6 weeks, nigga.
6 weeks. I'm done.
6 weeks after that, though.
Go back to these honey snacks.
Nigga, these snacks be melodic, nigga. I'm telling you, bro.
They're Fruit Loops, nigga.
Capri Suns and shit, nigga. It's hard to eat right when you got kids, bro, because they got all type of snacks.
Bro.
Especially, I'm up late recording in the studio, and I come downstairs, get some water, then you walk by the closet, you be like, oh, shit.
They got that fire-ass variety box.
Kyle Marshall.
They got that fire-ass variety box of Doritos up in that bitch. You got Doritos. You
got the Paw Patrol cookies, nigga.
Sour cream and onion, nigga. Like, nigga. Fuck, I'm going to pass that up for
PJ Masks, Doritos, shit. And shit. I'm going to take these shits.
2 o'clock in the morning, nigga. I'm not thinking about. You want me to go fix a salad at 2 o'clock in the morning, my nigga? Fuck that shit.
All this applesauce.
Fuck, call me on that, man.
It's all good. We finna get up out of here. Yo, we'll be here next week. I got my man Rebellious. You know what I'm saying? Rebellious podcast. He going to be in the building. So, shouts out to my mans. And we done.
Yeah,
Pat, I'm sorry, bro. It's another hour and a half.
Hey, nigga, we might need to stay in that shit for another 2 hours. We can sell this shit, but people are watching 2 hours.
We're going to pull some Joe Button shit, be in for 3 hours and shit, nigga.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, we finna get up out of here. Y'all be cool. This is the Nick What's Up Hour. You got time, baby.
You got time, nigga.